Wolfner News, Winter 2024, John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State.
Greetings from Wolfner Director Robin Westfall. As we end another year, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Wolfner Library patrons, for bringing such joy and kindness to our staff. As you may or may not know, before becoming Missouri's state librarian and director of Wolfner Library, I was a public library director, spending most of my time in Chillicothe, Missouri, as director of the Livingston County Library. I miss that day-to-day interaction with library patrons, mostly because, as a rule, library patrons are naturally grateful and kind. I encountered library patrons daily at the grocery store, at school events for my daughters, and even at the dentist's office, where, with his fingers in my mouth, my dentist very animatedly retold me how much he enjoyed The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett, which I had recommended. All I could do at that point was not in agreement because, well, fingers in your mouth make it difficult to have a full-on book discussion. That sticks with me still, just as your conversations with our staff resonates with them. So thank you for your kind letters, emails, and phone conversations that are truly very meaningful to our staff. Wolfner staff members love their job, and I credit you for helping me and our managers recognize the awesome job they do every day. On that note, I'm pleased to announce that longtime staff member Brandon Lammers has been promoted to volunteer and recording studio manager. Brandon began at Wolfner in May of 2002 as a clerk in Wolfner's circulation department. He was part of the team that makes sure you get materials sent to you. Brandon held a variety of other positions before moving to the recording studio side of the department in 2017. It was there, under the guidance of longtime recording studio manager Deborah Strop and most recently Randy Wright, that Brandon became an expert in the recording process. That, coupled with his circulation background and wonderful rapport with our 50 volunteers, made Brandon's promotion to manager an easy decision. With Brandon, you can be assured that Wolfner's reputation of producing high-quality audiobooks will continue. On behalf of Wolfner managers, Brandon Lammers, Lori Brown, and Veronda Winters, I wish you a new year filled with happiness, new goals and achievements, and at least one fantastic read that you can't wait to tell everyone you know about. Robin.
It's time to get crafty. Beginning in February 2024, Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library will be offering an adult mail and make program for interested patrons. Wolfie's Youth Mail and Make program has been such a big hit that we want to offer our adult patrons the same joy of receiving a quarterly craft in the mail. Patrons will receive supplies for each craft as well as audio-video directions. Participants must be registered patrons of Wolfner Library and can sign up for this program by calling a reader advisor Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. 1-800-392-2614. To learn more about eligibility requirements of Wolfner patrons, you can visit our Apply for Services page. Happy crafting! Did you know? Calling all Braille readers. It is not too late to sign up to receive the Zoomax electronic Braille reader from Wolfner Library. Stop getting the big, bulky volumes of Braille and get a machine that can hold hundreds of Braille books at your fingertips. The readers have a 20-cell Braille display with 8-dot Braille cells and 32 gigs of memory. A key feature of these readers is that you do not need the internet to use them. Electronic Braille books can be sent to you on cartridges, or books can be downloaded directly to the machine through your Bard, Braille, and audio reading download service. If you have not signed up to receive an electronic Braille reader, please call a reader advisor at 800-392-2614 or email us at wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Talking Book Topics, TBT, available online. Explore and order books from the latest Talking Book Topics, TBT, through Wolfner's online catalog, Wolfpack, at https://wolfpac.klas.com/. Once you sign in to Wolfpack, choose the Browse tab at the top of the page, and the first option will be Talking Book Topics. You can filter your search to narrow your results by genre, topic, or author, and then choose the books you want to read by adding them to your basket. Call a reader advisor if you need your sign-in ID and password at 800-392-2614. Adult Winter Reading Program. Book Bingo is back. Sign up to participate in our Adult Winter Reading Program beginning December 1, 2023. Participants will be given a card with different ideas for choosing books. Pick one idea from each column so that you have a B, I, N, G, and O. No straight lines or patterns needed. This isn't regular bingo. Participants will need to read 5 books to complete a bingo. Call a reader advisor to get your selections ready. A large print card or Braille version of the bingo card can be mailed to you upon request. The large print card is also available on our website. As always, anyone who wants to read above and beyond the 5-book minimum is encouraged to do so. The program will start on January 1, 2024, and conclude on February 29, 2024. Winners will be announced on March 8, 2024. Contact our Adult Services Librarian, Jamie, with any questions at 573-522-2768. If you are planning to participate, register at https://wolfpac.beanstack.org/READER365 or call a reader advisor to register. 2024 Upcoming Book Club Titles. It is the perfect time to join the Wolfner Book Club. Meetings take place every Thursday via Zoom or phone at 2 p.m. To join in the discussion, register at the following link. https://suryvy.alchemer.com/s3/6740269/WOLFNER radis-book-reglistraton. Or call a reader advisor at 800-392-2614. January 4th. Seabiscuit by Lauren Hillenbrand, DB051968, recounts the rise of an undersized, crooked-legged, thoroughbred horse who in 1938 was the year's number one newsmaker over Franklin Roosevelt, Hitler, and Lou Gehrig. Hillenbrand tells Seabiscuit's story through the three men who made a true long shot into a winner: owner Charles Howard, trainer Tom Smith, and jockey Red Pollard, bestseller 2001. January 11th, The Fox and I by Catherine Raven, DB106546. Biologist and former National Park Ranger recounts her time spent in an isolated cottage in Montana, where she bonded with a fox. Raven examines the relationship between wildlife and humans and reflects on what can be learned from the natural world and the meaning behind loss. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2021. January 18th, Julie and the Wolves by Jean Craighead George, DB034451. Julie, a 13-year-old Eskimo girl, runs away rather than agree to an arranged marriage. Lost and starving on the barren tundra, she makes friends with a pack of wolves who save her life. For grades 5 through 8, Newbery Medal. January 25th, The Second Creation, Dolly and the Age of Biological Control by Ian Wilmot, DB051809. A science writer and the two researchers who cloned the sheep known as Dolly trace the history of cell biology and embryology and explain the hypotheses and experiments that led to the birth, explores potential impacts in agriculture and medicine, as well as moral and political implications. 2000. February 1st, My Love Story by Tina Turner, DB092875. Legendary singer aims to set the record straight about her career and complicated personal life. Covers her early life in Tennessee, her rise to fame with husband Ike Turner, her success as a solo artist, and the sometimes dark hours in between. Some violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook, 2018. February 8th, Letter to My Daughter by Maya Angelou, DB067662. Author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, shares life lessons in the form of reminiscences, poems, and short essays with her thousands of young daughters all over the world. In Senegal, Angelou commits a social faux pas that her hostess graciously ignores. Bestseller, 2008. February 15th, Loving vs. Virginia, a documentary novel of the landmark civil rights case by Patricia Ruby Powell, DB088922. A novel in blank verse telling the story of Mildred Jeter, an African-American woman, and Richard Loving, a Caucasian man, who marry and then challenge the Virginia law forbidding interracial marriages in the 1950s. Some strong language for senior high and older readers. 2017. February 22nd, in the name of Emmett Till, How the Children of the Mississippi Freedom Struggle Showed Us Tomorrow by Robert H. Mayer, DBC 09695. Vividly explains how the brutal killing in 1955 of a 14-year-old boy in the Mississippi Delta inspired a generation of young people to fight for black freedom. Details how the courageous activism of scores of Mississippi youth in the decade after Till's murder played a decisive role in dismantling the state system of racial apartheid. Some violence and strong language for grades 6 through 9. February 29th, Party of Two by Jasmine Guillory, DB 099911. Dating is the last thing on Olivia Monroe's mind when she moves to L.A. to start her own law firm. But when she flirts with a gorgeous man at a hotel bar, she discovers too late that he is none other than hotshot junior senator Max Powell. Unrated commercial audiobook 2020. March 7th, I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. DB 110152. Jeanette McCurdy was 6 years old when she had her first acting audition. Her mother's dream was for her only daughter to become a star, and Jeanette would do anything to make her mother happy. So she went along with what Mom called calorie restriction, eating little and weighing herself 5 times a day. She endured extensive at-home makeovers while Mom chided, "Your eyelashes are invisible, okay? You think Dakota Fanning doesn't tint hers?" She was even showered by Mom until age 16 while sharing her diaries, email, and all her income. In I'm Glad My Mom Died, Jeanette recounts all this in unflinching detail, just as she chronicles what happens when the dream finally comes true. Unrated commercial audiobook bestseller. March 14th, When My Name Was Kyoko by Linda Sue Park, DB 055957. 13-year-old Ta Yule and his younger sister Soon Hee take turns recounting what happened to their family in Korea while under Japanese occupation during World War II. As the Japanese tried to suppress Korean culture, even people's names were changed. Soon Hee was called Kyoko. For grades 6 through 9, 2002. March 21st, Radium Girls by Kate Moore, DB 089743. Chronicle of the women employed during World War I as watch dial painters, requiring the use and ingestion of radium-laced paint, and their legal fight for compensation, discusses the often gruesome physical deformities and pain the women experienced and their determination to receive justice. Commercial audiobook 2016. March 28th, Circe by Madeline Miller, DB 090711. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she is banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. Contains some descriptions of sex, some strong language, and violence. Commercial audiobook 2018. April 4th, The Ends of the World by Peter Brannan, DB 087988. Examination of the 5 known mass extinction events in the geologic record and their ties to Earth's carbon cycle. Discusses the dynamics for each event, which species survived and why, and the ways climate change could contribute to another extinction event. 2017. April 11th, The Lord of the Flies by William Golding, DB048388. With horrifying implications, this novel relates the experiences of a group of English boys who are wrecked on a desert island and have to establish their own system of government. April 18th. When the Mississippi Ran Backwards, DB060365, chronicles a series of catastrophic earthquakes in the Mississippi River Valley from 1811 to 1812 that devastated the New Madrid frontier settlement and temporarily reversed the Mississippi's flow. Links the seismologic activity to the Indian Wars, a slave murder committed by Thomas Jefferson's nephews in the War of 1812, 2005. Singing Over Me, DBC06474. On May 22, 2011, Joplin, Missouri was hit by a tornado historic in size. The path it left changed the city and its inhabitants forever. Danielle C. Stammer reveals how her family survived at St. John's Hospital and recounts the emotions and choices they made to get their family through the tornado and the following days, weeks, and months. It is a journey of renewal and growth in the midst of heart-wrenching losses. April 25th, 96 Miles by J. L. Esplin, DB099009. During a massive blackout in rural Nevada, two brothers struggle to survive without their self-reliance-obsessed dad and without enough water cross the desert for help. On the day of the book club, join via Zoom by following the steps below. To join from a computer, use the following link, https://zoom.us/j/96471504467. Or, to join by phone, dial 312-626-6799. Enter the following meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. Or use the following link from a mobile device, +31 262 662-66799-964714-4467#US. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Dark Ozarks Zoom. Join Wolfner for an informative event via Zoom on the dark history, mysteries, paranormal, and folklore in Missouri. Joshua Heston and Lisa Livingston Martin, the co-producers and co-writers of Dark Ozarks, will be presenting information and taking questions. The Dark Ozarks podcast is available on podcast platforms everywhere. The event will take place via Zoom or call in on January 15th at 6:30 p.m. Details to be announced. For more information, visit www.darkozarks.com or check out the Dark Ozarks YouTube channel at darkozarks6260. Call a reader advisor. Getting too many books, not enough books, or not liking the books and authors you receive? Call a reader advisor. An advisor can adjust your account preferences and help with book selection to get you more materials that you will enjoy. Wolfner patrons have access to reader advisors from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Call 800-392-2614 or email us at www.wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Holiday reading from the Wolfner Library Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Juvenile, The Blizzard by Betty Wren Wright, DBC 29123, narrated by Loretta Broker. Although a blizzard prevents his cousins from visiting for his birthday, a disappointed Billy ends up having a very special day when his teacher and classmates must stay overnight at his family's house to wait out the snowstorm. For grades K through 3. Reading time, 16 minutes. Christmas Day in the Morning by Pearl S. Buck, DBC 29144. Narrated by Audie Klein. A boy surprises his father on Christmas morning by getting up early and milking the cows on the farm. For grades K through 3, reading time 14 minutes. The Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey by Susan Wojciechowski, DBC 29147, narrated by Loretta Broker. The widow McDowell and her 7-year-old son Thomas ask the gruff Jonathan Toomey, the best woodcarver in the valley, to carve the figures for a Christmas creche. For grades K through 3, reading time 25 minutes. The Donkey's Christmas Song by Nancy Tafuri, DBC 24505, narrated by Loretta Broker. Various animals welcome a new baby born in a stable with their special sounds, but the donkey is afraid that his brain will be too harsh. For preschool to grade 2. Reading time, 4 minutes. Snow Day by Lester L. Laminack, DBC 24490, narrated by Audie Klein. Someone is very, very excited about the possibility of missing school due to snow and plans a whole day of sledding, building forts, reading, and sipping hot chocolate rather than going to school for that test on Chapter 10. For grades K through 3, reading time 10 minutes. Adult, An Amish Christmas Star by Shelley Shepherd Gray, Charlotte Hubbard, and Rosalind Lauer, DBC 24482, narrated by Ann Rotman. 3 holiday stories celebrating the spirit of the season, the warmth of simple Amish traditions, and the joys of coming home for Christmas. Reading time, 8 hours, 54 minutes. The Great Santa Search by Jeff Gwynn, DBC 24499, narrated by Christopher Baker. When TV producer Bobo Butler tries to save his ailing TV station, Fun TV, with an American Idol-inspired talent contest intended to find the real Santa, the man himself throws his hat into the ring. Christmas Chronicles Series, Book 3. This series does not need to be read in chronological order. Book 1 is currently in production and will be released soon. Reading time, 10 hours, 47 minutes. How Mrs. Claus Saved Christmas by Jeff Gwynn, DBC 24498, narrated by Leslie LePage. Jeff Gwynne combines solid historical fact with glorious legend to deliver another heartwarming holiday book for the whole family. Christmas Chronicles Series, Book 2. This series does not need to be read in chronological order. Book 1 is currently in production and will be released soon. Reading time, 10 hours, 21 minutes. Time for Me to Come Home by Dorothy Shackelford. DBC 24500. Narrated by Mary Beth Broughton. A headlining country music star trying to get home for the holiday is stranded in a snowbound Chicago on Christmas Eve. Reading time, 5 hours, 19 minutes. A Victorian Christmas by Catherine Palmer. DBC 24380. Narrated by Leslie LePage. A beautiful patchwork of 4 novellas about love and joy at Christmas time. Reading time, 11 hours, 15 minutes. iBill Talking Book Note Identifier. Wolfner patrons can receive a free iBill Talking Banknote Identifier, this pocket-sized device that can be hooked to a keychain will read the denomination of a bill when it is inserted into the device. Please call a reader advisor to obtain an iBill at 800-392-2614 or visit https://www.bep.gov/CURENCY-ACCESIBILITY/US-CURENCY-RENCY-PROGRAM. National Library Service, NLS News. NLS, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Library of Congress. National Library Service Music Notes Blog. The music section of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled offers access to the world's largest collection of accessible music scores and instructional manuals. Patrons can visit the NLS Music Notes blog to view recently added materials, interviews with blind and low-vision musicians, and find information on music events and activities. The NLS Music Notes blog can be accessed at https://blogs.loc.gov/nls-music-notes/. Patrons interested in receiving materials from NLS Music Services should contact them directly via phone 800-424-8567 extension 2 or via email nlsm@loc.gov. NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly Many Faces of Bard. The Patron Engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download service, and is open to all. For more information, please visit https://loc.gov/nls/about/services/many Wolfner-FACES-OF-BARD. Or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614. Quarterly Patron Corner Program. As part of the Patron Engagement Section's PES mission to offer services, resources, and programs to enrich the library experience for patrons, a Quarterly Patron Corner virtual event will be hosted so patrons can learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The Quarterly Patron Corner occurs on the second Monday of December, March, June, and September at 6 p.m. Central Time. Previous program recordings can be accessed at www.loc.gov/NLS/NEWS-ANDUPDATES/PATRONER/. Please call a reader advisor for more information. NLS Braille Calendars Delays. Due to production issues, the first shipment of Braille calendars for July 2023 through December 2023 were significantly delayed. National Library Services extends an apology to patrons and plans to send a 13-month calendar that can be used through January 2024. Please note that once subscribed, a patron will automatically get a Braille calendar each year. If you are interested in adding a Braille calendar subscription to your account, please contact a reader advisor at 800-392-2614. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons that Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. Monday, December 25th, Christmas Day. Monday, January 1st, New Year's Day. Monday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Monday, February 12th, Lincoln's birthday. Monday, February 19th, Washington's birthday. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Mail to Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri 65109. Wolfner Staff. Director, Robin Westfall, State Librarian. Public Services Team. Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. Lisa Kincaid, Youth Services Specialist. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. Vanessa Lengel, Reader Advisor. McKenna Maskey, Reader Advisor. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team. Veronda Winters, Director of Circulation. Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Emma Dicely, Circulation. Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Recording Studio Team. Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager. Chris Cowan, Tech 4. Tim Emmel, Tech 3. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://. wolfpac.sos.mo.gov/MO1AOPAC/. End of Wolfner News, Winter 2024. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.